News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for an update about the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Three things, in fact, to tell you about with Ann Boykin of the Veterans Memorial Committee. The most pressing, a deadline coming up on August 15th to get names added to the Veterans Memorial.
We have our annual deadline for adding names to the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Wall of Honor is coming up August 15th, and every year we like to get folks in the community to give $100 and put a veteran's name on the wall so that it will be remembered forever. We encourage folks who have had veterans serving in their families or friends. You don't have to be the veteran themselves to put the name on the wall. Someone can do it for you. It's always a great gift to veterans returning home or birthday, Father's Day, Christmas, whatever. But every year, August 15th, we ask folks to send in the veteran's name and their branch of service so that we can include them in our memorial.
And memorial, sometimes the word means to do something posthumously, but this is a great living tribute opportunity.
Absolutely. We accept names of veterans who are living, deceased, currently serving, and they do not have to serve during wartime. Peacetime service is absolutely as valid as any other, and they do not have to be just from Bryan College Station. They can be veterans living anywhere in the world who have served in the U.S. military service.
What's the current count of how many names are on the wall?
Oh, dear, I knew you were going to ask me that. I think we have around 5,000 names, and I believe there's room for another 5,000 or 6,000.
So only halfway finished, then?
Halfway finished. And if we finish adding names and we have no more space, we will add more granite.
I'm sure that's not a problem.
That is not a problem. We will keep doing this as long as we are all here on this earth.
How does one go about getting more information and also submitting the veteran's name?
They can email me at info@bvvm.org. That BVVM stands for Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. They can email me there, and I can send them a form that they can fill out and mail in or fax in to us. And the information for where to mail it, where to send it, is on the form. They can go to our website, which is bvvm.org, and there are directions for donating their $100 there online. And, you know, I would think that there probably aren't any people in this entire community who don't know a veteran. And if there is somebody out there who doesn't know a veteran but, you know, wants to support our memorial and keep these names going on forever, we accept donations. And, you know, any amount of money would be wonderful to keep this going and upkeep the memorial itself. They can also give me a call at 979-450-3296, and I'd be glad to talk to them over the phone if they have questions or if I can direct them on how to even find the park. It is at 3101 Harvey. That's east of Highway 6, about not even a mile, at Veterans Park and Athletic Complex.
And while I've got you on the line, how's the progress of the next statue?
The progress of the next statue is great. As a matter of fact, on November 11th, we will have our annual Veterans Day program, and just prior to that program starting, we'll be dedicating our second World War II monument, and this one will be of a U.S. Army infantryman, and he will be sitting on a stone wall reading a letter from home, and it's called Letter from Home, and the C.J. Allen family has donated that memorial to us this time. And we're also doing a memorial ceremony at our 9/11 monument out there. The it will be on 9/11 at 8 o'clock in the morning. It'll be a probably about a 30-minute ceremony that will honor all of our military men and women and first responders who served us well that day.
Thanks again to Ann Boykin for the update involving the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Again, their website is bvvm.org, and we'll have that link along with this interview online, the interview page at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.